We are taught that we're made up of two parts. We've been taught that we're made up of a soul and a body, a neshama and a guf. As a matter of fact, we say that every day. We make a bracha where we say every day that we have a soul. Anybody know where we say that every day? Actually, we describe the neshama. I'll give you a hint. We describe it that it's pure. Anybody recall where we make reference to the fact that we have a neshama and that it's pure? Oh, yeah. Right. There's a bracha every morning. Among the birchas haShachar. Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahora hi. We make reference to the fact that we have a neshama, and we even describe, we say that it's pure. About 10 years ago, well, less than 10 years ago, two doctors wrote a book. They wanted to educate people about health, and they called it You, the User's Manual. Now, you know, you buy a toaster, you get a user's manual. It tells you how to take care of it, how to repair it, what it's made up of. So these doctors thought that people should also have a user's manual. And about 12 chapters there, and they describe the digestive system, different organs, and the circulatory system, the respiratory system, and what could go wrong, and how you keep it working right, and maybe what kind of diet would be good, vitamins, minerals are necessary, what exercise are a good idea. And the subtitle of the book is An Insider's Guide to the Body. Okay? But if you can talk about you, the user's manual, they left out part of you that's kind of important. That's the neshama. There's nothing about the neshama. So I'd like to fix that. I'd like to add a little bit to the book so that we'll have a more complete user's manual. Look at different references in the Siddur and other places. Basic information about neshama, how you care for it, how do you feed it, what it needs. The body is much better understood. You can experiment. You can feel it. You can test it. Lots of books written. Textbooks in biology. All kinds of detail. The body is kind of better understood. The neshama is not so well. As a matter of fact, there is in Hashkafa, there's a question as to whether we can really feel our neshama. There was a Rebbe in my yeshiva. He wasn't actually an ashir, but he davened in my shul, so I got very close to him. His name is Rabbi Avram Kravitz. He was a brisker. He grew up in Brisk, I understand, and he also was a student of the Talmud of the Brisker Rav for a long time, and he was a brisker. And he told me that he had met a fine Jew in the neighborhood, and the fellow told him he had been in the hospital over Shabbos. He was very upset because he wasn't able to feel his neshama yaseir. He told that to Rabbi Avram. So Avram said, he said to me, "You don't feel your neshama." He says, this fine Jew was mixing it up with gefilte fish. Gefilte fish, you taste, you feel, but the neshama you don't feel. And my heart tells me, my head maybe tells me that he's right, but my heart tells me no. You're aware that neshama has a real effect on how you feel. And I'd like to talk about that. But, okay, we say every day, Elokai neshama shenasat lavi, we say, Rabbanu shel olam, you gave me a neshama, I have a neshama. How did the Chazal who wrote that know that? What's the source for that information that we have in the Shema? What does it say? How did they know that? I presume the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who made up the rest of Tefillah made up this bracha as well. So, how did the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah know that we have in the Shema? Rosh Hashiva has given us the pasuk where it says in Bereishis that Hashem breathed into Adam, into his nostrils, in a shama. Pasuk begins. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'Adam, afar min ha'Adam. Ribbono shel Olam created Adam from materials, from earthly materials. Afar min ha'Adam. He's created from materials, from physical things. But then the pasuk goes on. Vayipach ba'apav, and he breathed into his nostrils nishmas chayim, neshama, which is called nishmas chayim. So Rashi says there are two parts. Man is made. Adam was created of two parts. Asom min atachtonin umin ha'elyonin. Man was created from the physical world, tachtonin, umin ha'elyonin, from the spiritual world. Guf min atachtonim, there's a body, physical, from the physical world. Neshama min ha'elyonim, and he has a soul, he has a neshama, which is spiritual. The Ramban takes it a step further and explains the neshama a little better to us. It says that Hashem breathed the neshama into Adam. Says the Ramban, Hanofeach ba'apeacher, somebody who breathes something in, minishmaso yiten bo. He gives a part of himself. Breathing into somebody, you give part of yourself. Ramban is saying that when the Ribbono shel Olam gave Adam and breathed in a neshama, it was part of Hashem that went into him. The neshama is, as Chazal put it, Chelek Eloka Mimal. There's a little bit of Hashem. So for our user's manual, we realize now that besides the body that the doctors were talking about, we have a bit of Hashem, Chelek Eloka Mimal, in us. The Sefer HaMakneh, Perush on Kiddushin, basically, Sefer Achron on Kiddushin, in his Hakdama, he says, when we say in the morning, those who say Karbonis, those who say the earlier part, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. What are we talking about? It says the Makta, we're talking about Chelek Eloka Mimal. When we say Matov Chalkeinu, how good is our Chelek, our portion, this portion that we have of Hashem. That's the reference there. Okay, but one minute. It says that Hashem breathed in to Adam, he breathed in neshama, and he created him from the earth. Well, we weren't created from the earth, right? From our parents, right? So maybe also Hashem didn't breathe the neshama into us. We just got it through the generations. Is that right? Did Hashem breathe the neshama into us or not? Well, let's look a little further in Elokai neshama. Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahori. My neshama is pure. And then we say, atah barasa, atah yitzarta. You created the neshama. Atah nafachta bi. And you breathed it in to me. So I presume that we're telling the truth when we say the bracha every morning. We're telling the Ribbono shel Olam, you breathe this neshama into me individually. I have a chelek eloka mimal that Hashem gave me. You and everyone, we have a chelek eloka mimal inside of us. Nishmas chayim, the pasuk calls it. What does it mean, nishmas chayim? Says the Chizkuni, one of the Perushim, the Rishonim, Chizkuni says, it's Nishmas Chayim, Shehi Chayola Olam, it lives forever, Ve'eno Mesa B'mos Haguf, and does not die with the body. Neshama is eternal. That's the real part of us, actually. That's the real part of us. That's the part that lasts, that's everlasting. Of course, because it's the Chelek Elokam Imam, part of Hashem. It's Nishmas Chayim. It lives forever. Okay. There's a problem, though, with the Pasuk. Because let's finish the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adamah. Hashem created man from physical, his body. Vayipach bi'apov Nishmas Chayim. The Pasuk goes on in Bereishis. And Hashem breathed in to Adam and to us, Nishmas Chayim, and the pasuk ends. Vayehi ha'Adam l'nefesh chayo, and then man became. The pasuk calls him now after he has this exalted neshama, a chelek elokam imal. What does he become? What happens to him? He becomes a nefesh chayo. Now those words resonate because they were a few psukim before. They're also there in Bereishis. Adam is described now that he has a neshama. He's a nefesh chayim. There's another pasuk. Vayomer Elokim totzei haaretz nefesh chayim. Pasuk says Hashem said, "Bring forth." The earth should bring forth. Same words. A nefesh chayim. What's the reference? Behema v'remes v'chayso oretz. Animals. Nefesh chayim. The man, after he's gotten a neshama, is described as having become a nefesh chayim. And the pasuk just said earlier, a nefesh chayim means animal. That's all that became of him, with a neshama. He's just a nefesh chayim. Same words that describe an animal. This question was asked by the Kli Yoko. Kli Yoko, one of the Pirushim you have in the Mikros Gedolos. The Kli Yoko was the Rav of Prague after the Maharal in Prague. Successor to the Maharal in Prague in the early 1600s. I was in Prague, and in the old graveyard, old Beis HaKvaros, somebody wrote in Kli Yoko, apparently, that he was buried there. And it was amazing. Have you ever been to Prague? There's a shul there called the Altnoy Shul, which they say is the oldest functioning shul in Europe. It's functioning. They still have a minyan on Shabbos. And I passed by and they said there's going to be a minyan 7:30 every evening for Ma'ariv. It is an unbelievable structure. It's just haunting. Something like that. The shul and the gedolim that were there, the haral, the Yehuda, gedoliola, in Prague, in that shul, 1,000 years old. I came there at 7:30 and there was a man there from Prague, originally from London, so I could talk to him in English. Where are you from? Where are you from? He said to me, "You don't sound like an American." Okay. He walked in and he invited me to daven for the Amud. Now the Amud there is an indentation in the ground. Not many shuls have that. But it's Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem. I call out to you, Hashem, from depths. And in Chazal, they talk about the person who davens for the Omid as a Yored Lifnei HaTeva. It goes down to be the Chazal. Okay, so that's what they had in the Altnoy Shul. It's indented into the ground. It was unbelievable to daven for the Omid. Daven a plain Ma'ariv. It was unbelievable. Emotions, feelings. I was overtaken. And afterwards, I saw the guy. I said, "That was awesome." He said, "Now you sound like an American." So the Kli Yoko raises this question. Vayhi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. That's all you can call him, is a nefesh chaya? After he has this neshama, says the Kli Yoko, I want you to know what the neshama is when you get the neshama. It's potential. It's not real. It hasn't grown. It's a potential. You can do something with it. You can make it grow if you feed it right. But otherwise, it's just a potential. And Adam is only a nefesh chaya. Without growing that neshama, he's just a nefesh chaya, not more. That's why the pasuk says at the end that even after getting the neshama, chelek elokam imal, nefesh chaya. It's a potential. It has to be built up. You have to do something. Somebody asked Rav Shach, why do we make the bracha shalo asani good? A negative statement. Why aren't we positive? Say it positively. Shalo asani Yehudi? Be positive. Why are you negative? Shalo asani good? So Rav Shach said, that's all the Rabbana Shalom did was he didn't make you a guy. That's up to you to make yourself into a Yehudi. That's your job. So we have an neshama, and the Silas Yesharim says that the neshama is very unhappy. Doesn't really want to be here. Silas Yesharim says, he says, Mashal, I'll give you a mashal, I'll give you an example of what this is like. It's like a princess who marries a commoner, a guy living in a village. What can he give her already? What can he give the princess who grew up in a palace that will make her happy? So, you try to give the neshama stuff that has to do with this world. It's not happy. And if it's not happy, then something's eating you up inside too. Then you can't ever feel right. You have a basic part of you that's not fulfilled. It's not satisfied. It's not fed. Then there's a drive. Neshama creates a drive. So how do we... Tzama l'cha nafshi. There's a thirst. An automatic thirst that's created by the fact that we have a neshama. Tzama l'cha nafshi. So there are a few things I want to point out about the neshama. What it means that we have a chelek elokam imal. Two things that make us understand some things a lot better. Rav Kook said that our relationship with Hashem is a two-way street. Rav Kook pointed out that sometimes we communicate with Hashem and sometimes Hashem communicates with us. We communicate with Hashem when we daven. We reach out to communicate, to make a connection with Hashem. When we daven, we talk to Hashem. When I say daven, I mean Shemon Esrei. That's when we're talking to Hashem. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're not addressing Hashem, you're addressing yourself. Most of davening up to there, you're really talking to yourself. You're building yourself up to when you're talking directly to Hashem, that's tefillah, that's Shemon Esrei. So Rav Kook said that when we daven, we're addressing Hashem. In other words, the chelek elokam imal with us is connecting up with Hashem. The neshama is connecting up with Hashem. How do you connect up with Hashem? This is very mysterious. Think of our relationship with Hashem. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father. This closeness that we have. We have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. We're supposed to love Hashem. We're supposed to feel close to Hashem. But it's actually mysterious, almost contradictory, difficult. The Anim Zmiros, you sing, you know Anim Zmiros, you say Shabbos. Let's look at some of the words there. Ki elecha nafshi sara. My nefesh thirsts for you. Nafshi sara. I want to be close to you. I want to love you, Hashem. And then we say, Adamcha achancha, v'lo yidaticha. I don't know you. I can't know you. I love you, Hashem. Nafshi l'cha sara. I long for you. I don't know you. Same few lines later. Because Avinu Malkeinu, Avas Hashem, but at the same time, How can we possibly communicate? We're finite and Hashem is infinite. You know what it means to be infinite? If you're finite, you don't. We don't know. We can't understand what it means to be infinite. Let me give you an example. Okay? Here's a list of numbers. Infinitely many numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Here's another list of numbers. Skip the first 999 numbers. 1,000. Skip another 999. Throw out most of the numbers in your first list. 999 out of 1,000, throw out. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. All those other numbers are missing on the second list. But the lists are the same size. There are as many numbers here as there are here. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 up to infinity, and the numbers 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 have the same number of numbers. For every one of these, there's one of those. Associate 1 with 1,000, 2 with 2,000, 3 with 3,000, go on forever, there'll always be one of these for one of these, same number of numbers. How is that possible? How can you have two lists of numbers, one of which you threw out 999 for every single number, and it's the same amount? How could something that's smaller than something else be the same? The answer is infinity. And if you think about this, you realize how you can't understand it. Mathematicians who work with infinity, and there are problems that work with infinity, never ever work with infinity. They work with finite that becomes big to figure out what happens in infinity, but they can't grasp infinity. We cannot grasp infinity. We cannot. V'lo yidaticha. We are finite. And yet, we're talking to Hashem. We're davening to Him. How can we daven to Hashem? The Rambam presents the problem. A person who's a bria, ktana, shfela v'afela, small, dark, limited, stands lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you daven? You daven because there's a chelek elokam imal, because you can do it. You can do more than a mathematician. Mathematicians can't touch infinity. But we can talk to infinity. We can talk to Hashem. We can even have a mitzvah of loving Hashem. We can communicate with Hashem, because we have a part of Him within us. In davening, there are two things going on. There are two parts to davening. Every tefillah, there are two parts to it. One has to do with this world. What do I want in this world? I want to have the seichel to understand. I want to understand. I want to be a positive, functioning human being. I need das. I need health to be able to accomplish anything in this world. Anything you want in this world, just say it in Shema Kolenu. Anything that's important to you in this world. And that's the only address to get what you want. And then move up a little bit and think about Klal Yisrael. I could daven that all the Jews should come to Eretz Yisrael for Gibbutz Golios in the davening. Binyan Yerushalayim, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the restoring of Beis David. I care that the enemies of Klal Yisrael should be destroyed and should not succeed. That's in davening. V'chol Oyvecha, Meheri Yukaresu. Oyvecha means the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And I am told to say this because I can accomplish something. I am told to say these things, believe it or not. Chachamim told me to say it because it's in my hands to accomplish this. I care about this, and so I daven. So the things that I want in this world, I can ask of Hashem. But that's a very this worldly part of davening. And then there is the connecting up. Then there is the connecting up with Hashem, the uplifting of ourselves just by the connection, just by the chelik elokam imal, my neshama connecting up with its source, with Hashem. Two parts to davening. There are two parts to learning as well. I learn about Meis Aviv Shel Choson, O Ima Shel Kala. I learn about this tragedy. Somebody's about to get married. Chassan's father dies. Tala's mother dies. What do you do? Such a contradiction. Such a conflict of emotion. He's getting married and he's a novel. What does he do first? How does he react to that? Practical. Such shyness happened. I have a friend that it happened to. His father died a couple of days before his wedding. Moshe Feinstein worked on the question. Practical, what do I do? That's one part of learning. And then the same Gemara has another part to it. You learn through that Gemara, you learn through all the details, you're connecting up with Hashem, the Malami Torah La'am Yisrael, you are elevated. You are raised. You're a different person. Rishon Salanta said, if somebody is angry, if an angry person doesn't like the fact that he loses his temper, wants to do something about it, so you learn. With Rishon Salanta, there are two ways to approach it. Rational and irrational. Two ways that the Torah can work. Rational, collect all the Gemaras and all the Musa Sforim and everybody who talks about Kabbalah and convince yourself logically that it doesn't pay, it's not worth it, it's not healthy, it's not a good thing. That's rational. Convince yourself logically to get rid of anger. And then there's irrational. Change a little bit what he said, just change the Gemara. Learn about Meis Aviv Shel Chassan. What does that have to do with anger? It does. Meis Aviv Shel Chassan, anybody who's learned long enough will tell you it's true. You learn through Gemara in depth, you get into the Gemara, and you will be raised up, and those things that you thought before that you did, you're not going to do anymore. Because you're a different person. And by the way, while we're at it, when you are learning, there's learning and there's learning. You go through a Gemara and once, the Rosh Yeshiva tells the Yeshiva, Rav Gifter said that first time you learn, that's zero. So the second time you learn it is the first time you learn. Because the first time you learned it was zero. His son-in-law, Rav Fuhr, a friend I'm sure went to him Friday night, said to me, that tells a myth. First time is nothing, so the second time is the first time. Every time you learn something, you get clarity. You're having a Gemara clear. You spend so much time, within hours, you go to a shiur, you try to work out the Gemara. Take another 20 minutes at night and go through it so that you can say it over. A different feeling. Clarity and satisfaction. I got it. It's not fuzzy. What else is the neshama like? What else is food for the neshama? Yehuda HaLevi. But Yehuda HaLevi, Rishon, poet, end of the Kinos, we've gone through the Churban, we've gone through the Crusades, we've gone through the history of Klal Yisrael, there are Kinos about the Holocaust. We're emotionally drained. And then we listen to Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, Tzion. Poor Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, who loved Eretz Yisrael so much, said, Ni'asa l'knafayim, I wish I had wings so I should go fly and bend down and embrace the rocks on the ground. And Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi said, Chaye neshamos avir artzeich. The air of Eretz Yisrael is life for the neshama. A very big difference when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Chaye neshamos. You may not feel the neshama, you may not be aware of the neshama, but the Yehuda HaLevi is an authority. And he's telling us that being in Eretz Yisrael is life for the neshama. And there's something else about the neshama. In the Siddur, we say about the neshama, neshmasa tzrua b'tzra chayim, the notion of the neshama connected up, the nishmos Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rachel, so on, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, the Leah. The neshama is not solitary, it's not alone, it wants to be connected up with Klal Yisrael. It wants to be tzrua. The neshama wants connection with Klal Yisrael. What is Klal Yisrael? The Nikdashti, you learn the sugya, you learn the Gemara about Kiddush Hashem, the Nikdashti besoch B'nai Yisrael. What is B'nai Yisrael? What is Klal Yisrael? 10 people. You have Kiddush Hashem besoch B'nai Yisrael with 10 people. And the same pasuk is mentioned in the Gemara in Megillah, the Nikdashti betoch B'nai Yisrael, in reference to davening with a minyan. Davening with a minyan is v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. I'm connecting up with Klal Yisrael. There are many, many reasons to daven with a minyan. Many very good reasons. Each one stands on its own. One is everything that I gain. Heshmei Rabba is so important. Answering in Kaddish. Kedusha. Kaddish Hashimcham like Malachim. Answering all those Amens. Kriyas HaTorah. So much, many more mitzvahs that you have when you're davening with a minyan. Then, I care that my tefillah should be answered. Everything I want in this world, everything I want for Klal Yisrael, much better, we're taught. If you daven with a minyan, you get answered. But then there's something else. I wake up in the morning and I connect up with Klal Yisrael. I'm part of a group here in the yeshiva. I'm not alone, I'm not solitary. I go to yeshiva, I'm part of this group. I walk into the minyan, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I live in a community, I'm not solitary. The first thing I want to do in the morning is connect up with Klal Yisrael. I go to a minyan, soak B'nai Yisrael. I'm connecting with Klal Yisrael. What a way to get yourself up in the morning. Just think, I am connecting with Klal Yisrael. May we be zoche to learn how to feed our neshamas. Yeah.